The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Better Homes and Gardens, Good Housekeeping, Martha Stewart Living, Real Simple, and Woman's Day. So first up, from Real Simple, a good quit feels powerful. Mary Laura Philpott, Philpott, knows the importance of bowing out. It goes against my nature to leave a task incomplete. I've only recently been able to let myself give up on a book I didn't like without reaching the last page. And to do so, I had to convince myself that because my job involves evaluating books, I technically am completing the task by deciding which books are worth reading to the end. I've set my phone to chime and go dark at 10:20 p.m. because I know I have a habit of checking Twitter before bed. Without a reminder to put my phone away, I'm in danger of scrolling indefinitely, scanning screen after screen of tweets as if there's a last tweet coming, a window that will pop up and say, "All done, you finished the internet, good night." But maybe the trick isn't sticking everything out. The trick is quitting the right thing at the right time. The trick is understanding that saying no thank you to something you're expected to accept isn't failure. It's a whole other level of success. It takes courage to quit something, but often you get that courage back with dividends. The older I get, the more I find that a good quit feels powerful. Deciding what you won't have in your life is as important as deciding what you will have. Trying out something you expect to love, realizing you don't really love it, and giving it back, well, that takes guts. It means understanding that success isn't about nailing every role, it's about choosing the roles you'll play and how well you want to play them. Mary Laura Philpott is a national best-selling author whose work has been featured in the New York Times, in the Washington Post, and on NPR. This essay was excerpted from I Miss You When I Blink, published by Atria Books, a division of Simon & Schuster. From Martha Stewart Living, 10 Ways to Win the Laundry Game. First, follow the rule of three. Try to wear jeans, other pants, and loose tops, items that don't really get sweaty, at least three times before throwing them in the hamper. In between, spritz them with a bacteria and germ-killing sanitizer, like Tide antibacterial fabric spray, available for $7.25 at Target, or a bottle filled with plain old vodka, which is naturally odorless, says textile expert Patrick Richardson. Let dry, then place them right back in your closet or drawer. Then, of course, launder underwear, socks, T-shirts, and workout clothes after each wear, says Procter & Gamble scientist Jennifer Ahoney. It actually helps them last longer. Your body produces skin oils that end up trapped on clothes and break down the fabric, she says. Skip the dryer to extend their life further. 2. Pre-treat spots. A little dab of the right formula will do you. Zap most organic stains caused by natural substances like tomato sauce or mud with an enzymatic formula such as BioClean Backout Stain and Odor Remover, $11 at BioCleanHome.com. Oil and grass are more stubborn. Put that liquid detergent right on those. Treat soiled collars and armpits with a paste of liquid detergent and oxygen bleach, such as OxyClean. It will 86 odor, too. For our full stain chart, you can go to MarthaStewart.com/stainchart. 3. Send fuzz flying. To banish pet hair and pilling, ball up a few pieces of aluminum foil and toss them into the dryer with your clothes, says Richardson. These reusable little spheres can reduce static electricity, the charge that zaps you and makes fur and the like so sticky. Since there's nothing holding it onto your clothes anymore, it'll fall right off and get caught in the lint trap, which you should empty after each and every load to keep your dryer running safely and efficiently. 4. Streamline sorting. Detergents are more powerful than ever, and modern fabrics more color fast. Combine that with the cooler water that high-efficiency washers use, and it's pretty rare for a red shirt to turn blue boxers purple. The ever-cautious American Cleaning Institute still advises separating whites from very bright or dark colors, but it's fine to wash all your pastel and medium-colored items, linens included, together And don't agonize over striped or multicolored items. They're welcome to that party, too. One note, do separate out especially linty things, like brand new towels, to avoid fuzzing up everything else. 5. Cinch the closures. Zip zippers, fasten hooks, and tie sashes to avoid snags and twist-ups, but leave all buttons unbuttoned to avoid stretching and wear to the holes. 6. Don't cram. Make sure that you leave extra space in the drum, says home appliance consultant Jessica Petrino. That way, clothes have more room to move through the water during a cycle for better cleaning results. This is vital for new high-efficiency machines, which use much less water. If using a top loader with an agitator, put clothes in loose heaps around the drum to avoid twisting up and deeply wrinkling sleeves and pant legs. 7. Dose detergent right. Add too much and it won't rinse out, leaving a film on the drum that attracts odor-causing bacteria. The film coats fabric, too. Just Google laundry stripping videos to see bathtubs full of so-called clean towels soaking in borax and washing soda and turning the water crazy dirty. Don't use too little, either. Defer to the markings on your machine, not the detergent cup or label. Even easier, opt for pods, like plant-based drops, $21 for 100 loads at drops.com. And that's with two P's, drops.com. 9 or 8, keep cool. Detergents don't need scalding water to work, even in the COVID-19 age. It's the combo of water and soap that kills viruses. Heat isn't strictly necessary. Lower temperatures also help fabrics last. 9. Extend the spin. Wash thick and sturdy items with an extra spin cycle to wring out more water and save on dryer time. Check your washer for a towel setting. That'll take care of it. 10. Air dry often. The dryer is your home's third most energy-hungry appliance, right after your fridge and washer, per the environmental group Green America. And it literally beats up your clothes, too. Ideally, limit its use to sheets, towels, and everyday underwear, socks, and kids' clothes. Don't want to iron that button down? Let it tumble for 5 minutes or so when it comes out of the wash to get out any wrinkles, then hang it up to finish drying, says Richardson. And from Good Housekeeping, 8 sneaky ways germs invade your home and body. With a few small changes, you can lower the chances of an illness-causing virus which will make you or your family sick. Between COVID-19 and now the flu, we're all desperate to prevent a bug from worming its way into our households. Fortunately, you don't need to wipe down every single surface to protect your family. Checking off the items here can substantially lower the risk that a pathogen will make itself comfy and cozy in your home this winter. First, wash your thumbs. You're already scouring your hands for 20 seconds, but a lot of people somehow skip their thumbs, says Carolyn Forte, director of the Good Housekeeping Institute Cleaning Lab. As these digits touch some pretty germy surfaces like your cell phone keypad and remote control buttons, make sure they get scrubbed too. Next, shed your shoes. We don't do this much in the U.S., but other cultures are wise to kick off footwear before stepping indoors. Shoe soles have been literally everywhere, and when you wear shoes inside, you track what's on them onto floors and carpets, says Forte. This includes dog droppings, bacteria, and whatever else is hanging out on the sidewalk. Next, elevate your purse. Think about it. When you set your bag on the floor of a restroom or restaurant, pick it up and then later plunk it down on your desk or kitchen counter. Germs that were in these high traffic areas are now where you work or prepare food. If your fabric or leather tote has already touched the floor, says Forte, mix a few pumps of a mild liquid facial soap, like Cetaphil Daily Facial Cleanser, with 2 cups warm water, then wipe it with a soft cloth. While you're at it, disinfect your counter. Next, no phones in the bathroom. Anything you bring there can get contaminated with germs found in fecal matter. 16% of cell phones have them, according to one study. To kill germs, clean your phone with an alcohol wipe, says Forte. Better yet, buy a box of individually packaged ones and keep a few in your purse or car. Next, separate toothbrushes. Most families have a bouquet of brushes in the rinsing cup. But the flu virus, strep bacteria, staph, E. coli, and the novel coronavirus can all live on toothbrushes, so you don't want them touching, especially if someone in the house is sick. Next, don't forget the handles. People tend to clean doorknobs but forget kitchen cabinet handles, range knobs, and car door handles. Give them a good wipe down with antibacterial wipes at least every other day, and daily if a family member is ill. Next, change sheets more often. Sheets harbor germs, which means whoever is sharing your bed is going to be susceptible to any virus you may have, and vice versa. The longest you should wait to change your sheets is 2 weeks, but doing it weekly is way better. Launder bed sheets, pillowcases, and towels in hot water, advises Forte, then dry them using the antibacterial cycle or the hottest temperature of your dryer offers. And last and easiest, get your flu shot. With COVID-19 still prevalent, you'll want to lower your risk of contracting serious illnesses, and getting a flu shot is an excellent strategy. Anyone 6 months old or older should get vaccinated, says Amy Crawford Fucher, MD, a family physician at Forbes Family Medicine and vice chair of the Primary Care Institute at Allegheny Health Network. Continue to practice other germ-busting techniques afterward, though, because no shot is 100% effective. And Real Simple has road tested to find the best ways to prevent dampness, stains, and stench. Out of 17 deodorants tested, these 6 helped us cut the schwitz. First, the best aluminum-free, secret aluminum-free deodorant, Underarm School, is in session. Today's lesson, antiperspirants contain aluminum, which blocks pores and stops sweat. Deodorants diminish smell and are often considered the more natural option. This formula, which is free of talc and baking soda, uses dead sea salt to kill BO. It's $5 at Target.com. Best treatment, Cozasport Chemistry AHA Serum Deodorant. Rich in alpha hydroxy acids, this serum feels like a tingly facial for your pits. Lactic, mandelic, and shikimic acids fend off stink throughout the day. $15 at CredoBeauty.com. That's CredoBeauty.com. The best refillable is the beauty counter, the Clean Duo. Reducing waste has never been cuter. When the tube is empty, slide in a refill in rose, coconut, or lavender scent. To buy, $28 at BeautyCounter.com. $18 per refill. The best spray, Degree Women Advanced Protection Dry Spray. This spray dries instantly, so no stains. The tightly capped can works for a gym bag. Also, the passion fruit scent can totally pass for perfume. $6 at Target. The best wipe, Surface Deep Anti-Odorant Pads. Most deodorants deposit ingredients to absorb wetness and fight bacteria. This exfoliating wipe removes dead skin cells and oils that caused the odors to begin with. To buy, $26 for 30 at SurfaceDeep.com. And last, the best antiperspirant, Dove Advanced Care Antiperspirant. This cult favorite got an upgrade that promises 2 full days of dryness. The stick is ultra creamy, yet magically leaves no white residue, and infused with sunflower oil for added hydration. $5, available at mass retailers. Another from Real Simple, new uses for old things. And this one's rubber bands. Sure, they can corral a pile of mail or a handful of pens, but they do some of their best work when they're out of office. Here are some options for you. First, dispenser decelerator. If little hands are pumping out way more soap or sanitizer than they need, conserve your supply by wrapping a rubber band around the spring mechanism. That way the pump will only go down part way. As a lid releaser, protect your biceps and sanity by placing a rubber band around a stubborn jar cap. It will improve your grip and make twisting easier. To make a slip-free cutting board, stretch rubber bands around the top and bottom of your board to prevent it from sliding as you slice and dice. Looks like little racing stripes on the board. And as an earring back, if you've lost the metal fastener, MacGyver a replacement. Snip off a bit of rubber band and pierce it with the earring post. Ooh, nice option. From Martha Stewart Living, an inside job. Learn to keep your dynamic duo, that's your washer and dryer, in fighting shape. Washer. Daily, leave the door open between loads to let any moisture evaporate. For safety, be sure to keep kids and pets out. Weekly, if you have a front loader, wipe the gasket around the door and inside the detergent dispenser with a damp microfiber cloth. Water, soap, and fuzz can build up inside, inviting mildew. Then every few months, pour 1 gallon distilled white vinegar and 2 cups borax in the drum and run an empty cycle to flush out any residual gunk. In the dryer, daily empty the lint trap after each and every load. Monthly, vacuum inside the lint filter slot with the crevice attachment. Then wipe the interior down as best you can with diluted vinegar. Annually, call in an HVAC pro to clean out the duct vent connected to the back. And one piece of expert advice, skip softener. The ingredients that leave your textiles soft and cottony also coat them and make them less absorbent. That's less than ideal for clothes and outright counterproductive for towels and microfiber cloths. Try wool dryer balls instead. They soften fabrics with their natural oils. And from Good Housekeeping, here's how to keep tablecloths and runners free of spots and stains. Nothing's worse than having your nice cloth napkins and runners ruined by holiday splatters. It may seem par for the course, but there are steps you can take before, during, and after the meal to keep spills from ruining your beautiful table setting. Before dinner, while prepping your table, iron the cloth, runner, and even the napkins with a warm or hot iron and spray starch. They'll be smooth and crisp, and the starch will coat the fabrics, giving you a bit of time to blot spills before they totally soak in. Then during dinner, blot wine spills with a clean cloth and scoop up gobs of cranberry or gravy with a spoon. Sprinkle salt or artificial sweetener on drops of grease to absorb it. And after dinner, soak linens overnight in the washer in cold water and detergent and run a full cycle in the morning. Moving to a few recipes. From Real Simple, almond-crusted chicken with arugula salad. Active time is 20 minutes, total time is 30, and it serves 4. We need 1.5 cups almond flour, 2 tablespoons sesame seeds, 1 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt divided, 3/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper divided, 2 large eggs, 4 chicken breast cutlets, about 1 pound total, 3 tablespoons olive oil divided, 3 cups baby arugula, about 3 ounces, 1 cup thinly sliced Brussels sprouts, and 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice from 1 lemon. Stir flour, sesame seeds, 1 teaspoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon pepper on a plate. Lightly beat eggs in a shallow bowl. Dip cutlets in beaten egg, allowing excess to drip off. Dredge in the flour mixture, pressing to adhere. Heat 1 tablespoon oil in a large nonstick skillet over medium-high. Add 2 cutlets and cook, flipping once until browned and a thermometer inserted in the cutlet registers 165 degrees, about 4 minutes per side. Wipe skillet clean and repeat with 1 tablespoon oil and remaining cutlets. Then toss arugula, Brussels sprouts, lemon juice, and remaining 1 tablespoon oil and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper in a large bowl. Serve with the cutlets. Very nice. Pretty and healthy-looking meal there. From Real Simple, another easy dinner, turkey and rice meatballs. Active time is 15 minutes, total time 30, and it serves 4. We need 1 pound of ground turkey, 1 1/4 cups cooked long grain white rice, cooled, 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 5 tablespoons olive oil divided, plus more for baking sheet, 1 1/2 teaspoons kosher salt divided, 1/2 cup well-stirred tahini, 6 tablespoons fresh lemon juice from 2 lemons, 2 teaspoons pure maple syrup, 1 10-ounce bunch of curly kale stemmed and torn into bite-sized pieces, and 1 red apple thinly sliced. Preheat oven to 425. Line a rimmed baking sheet with aluminum foil. Stir turkey, rice, pepper, 3 tablespoons oil, and 1 teaspoon salt in a large bowl until combined. Lightly coat baking sheet with oil. Shape mixture into 12 2-inch balls and place on baking sheet. Bake until light golden, about 10 minutes. Increase oven temperature to broil. Broil the meatballs until golden brown and a thermometer inserted in the center of a meatball registers 165 degrees, about 5 minutes. Meanwhile, whisk tahini, lemon juice, maple syrup, 2 tablespoons water, and remaining 2 tablespoons oil and 1/2 teaspoon salt in a small bowl until smooth. Place kale in a large bowl. Drizzle with a 1/2 cup tahini dressing and massage into the leaves with your hands. Toss in the apple. Serve meatballs drizzled with remaining tahini dressing alongside the kale salad. Another pretty and healthy meal. From Martha Stewart Living, Everyday Food, Core Values. With apples at their peak through November, there's more on the market than Gala and Golden Delicious. You can find a barrel's worth of colorful sweet to tart varieties that add juicy flavor to salads, oatmeal, and crumbles. Pluck a few recipes and share the bounty. Whether in the orchard or the produce section, reach for fruit that feels firm and heavy for its size, with no bruises or soft spots. In addition to the varieties, they have a picture here of a lot of different varieties. Our food editors love Cosmic Crisps, Gold Rushes, Braeburns, and Cameos. And the ones pictured are Stamen Winesap, Rome, Macoun, Cortland, Macintosh, Empire, Golden Russet, Sun Crisp, Granny Smith, Mutsu, and Black Twig. A couple of those I never heard of. All right, there's 3 recipes. Hopefully we can do them all. Call on them for crunch. Kale and apple salad. Sun Crisp, bring pops of sweetness. In a bowl, whisk together 2 tablespoons apple cider vinegar, 1 teaspoon each Dijon mustard and honey, and 1 minced garlic clove. Whisk in 5 tablespoons Evu in a stream until emulsified. Season with salt and pepper. In a bowl, toss 1 bunch stemmed and sliced lacinato kale, 1 cored and sliced apple, 1 sliced celery stalk, and 1/4 cup celery leaves with dressing. Top with 3 tablespoons grated Parmigiano Reggiano cheese. That's serves 4, active and total time 15 minutes. Next, bake a classic dessert, apple crumble. You can serve it with vanilla ice cream or Greek yogurt. It serves 6, your active time's 25 minutes, total time 1 hour 45. Preheat oven to 375. Brush a 2-quart baking dish with unsalted butter. Toss 3 pounds of peeled, cored, and chopped apples like mutsu, 6 tablespoons granulated sugar, 2 tablespoons each unbleached all-purpose flour and fresh lemon juice, 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon, and 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. Transfer to a dish. In a bowl, beat 1 stick softened butter with 1/2 cup packed brown sugar until fluffy. Mix in 1 cup flour and 1/2 teaspoon salt until large pieces form. Scatter over the filling. Bake until center is bubbling, about 1 hour. If top darkens, tent with foil. Let cool 20 minutes before serving. And you can stir them into breakfast. Spiced apple oatmeal. Combine 1 cored and chopped apple. We suggest using Empire or Braeburn for this recipe. 2 tablespoons each unsalted butter and pure maple syrup. 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon. 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. And 3 tablespoons water in a saucepan. Heat over medium-high until simmering. Cover, cook until apples are tender, 5 minutes. Reserve 1/2 cup apple mixture for garnish. Add 1 cup old-fashioned rolled oats and 2 cups water to the pan. Simmer uncovered, stirring occasionally. until oats are creamy, about 5 minutes. Serve with reserved apple mixture, chopped toasted pecans, and more maple syrup if desired. Active time was 15 minutes on this, total time 25, and it serves 2. From Real Simple, roasted butternut squash with tahini sauce. Active time 15 minutes, total time 55, and it serves 4. We need 1 3-pound butternut squash, peeled, seeded, and chopped into 1 to 2-inch chunks. 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt divided, 1/2 cup of tahini, 1 clove garlic grated, 1 1/2 tablespoons honey, 1 tablespoon soy sauce, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, 1 tablespoon rice vinegar, 3 tablespoons toasted pepitas, 2 tablespoons toasted sesame seeds, 1/2 cup roughly chopped cilantro leaves and tender stems. Preheat oven to 375. Toss squash with oil and 1/2 teaspoon salt on a large baking sheet. Roast until tender, lightly browned, and crisp in places, about 40 minutes. Meanwhile, combine tahini, 1/4 cup cold water, garlic, honey, soy sauce, lemon juice, vinegar, and remaining 3/4 teaspoon salt in a medium bowl. Add 1 or 2 tablespoons water to thin the sauce to a pourable consistency if necessary. Transfer cooked squash to a serving platter and drizzle with desired amount of sauce, saving remainder for another use. Top with pepitas, sesame seeds, and cilantro. You'll want this craveable sauce on salads, vegetables, and even grilled meats. And I think I have time for one more. Cherry Berry Breakfast Custard. This is real simple. Active time 10 minutes, total time 1 hour, and it serves 6. 5 tablespoons sugar divided, 3 large eggs, 3/4 cup whole milk, 2 tablespoons unsalted butter melted plus more for the baking dish, 1/2 cup all-purpose flour, 1/4 teaspoon of kosher salt, 2 cups frozen mixed berries from a 10-ounce package, and 1 cup frozen dark sweet cherries from a 10-ounce package. Preheat oven to 350. Generously coat a 2-quart baking dish with butter and dust with 1 tablespoon sugar. Process eggs, milk, melted butter, and remaining 4 tablespoons sugar in a blender till smooth, about 1 minute. Add flour and salt and pulse until well combined, about 15 pulses. Spoon batter into a prepared baking dish. Arrange berries and cherries over the batter. Bake until custard is puffed and set in center, about 45 minutes. Remove from oven. Let cool for about 10 minutes before serving. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazines is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Have a great day.